Hello and welcome. This week we're taking a little break from our regular episodes to celebrate the conclusion of Book One. Instead, we have two bonus episodes out today. You're listening to Onyx's Adventure, and be sure not to miss today's other episode in which we look back on the first story arc. And now, on with the show. Put your phone down, we got a cute story here.
I am the cute story.
Bud, a wood elven druid of Crescent Valley, runs at breakneck speed back towards the marsh by the waterfall. He had heard the landslide while repairing a wolf's den, and all he can think of is his beloved and their new child. In his heart, he knows that the home and everything they had built together is gone, but he has to see it for himself. If they are truly gone, he will surely fling himself from the mountains and join them in their rest far below.
This is a cute story.
That's also kind of sad, but I love it.
But as he vaults over a large rotting tendril that crosses the road to the marsh, his body is suddenly weak with relief as he sees his beloved Ginger sitting by the cavern wall, being consoled by their druidic neighbors. They embrace and weep together, but Bud's relief is short-lived. His heart falls as Ginger pulls away and says, "Bud, where's Daisy? I thought she was with you. I thought you had brought her with... Oh, gods, no!" The two elves stand sharply and look towards where the marsh once was. Trotting towards them, they see a panther with dark silver-blue fur and bright orange eyes. Dangling from the panther's mouth is a bundled wood elf infant, sleeping peacefully as though nothing was the matter. "Daisy!" cries Ginger, and she runs over to the panther, gently retrieving the baby and holding her to her chest. "Incredible," gasps Bud. "A storm panther has come to us in our hour of need." The panther says, "Wow, wow," and bounds majestically deeper into the village.
Onyx! Yes! Onyx! 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 Onyx!
A tear rolls down Bud's cheek and he says, "Perhaps the eternal storm is truly watching over us after all." What Onyx had actually said to the wood elves was, "Hello, friends. I think you forgot that... Ooh, a butterfly!"
Yes!
Great!
Onyx is the best.
It's been a tough year for Onyx.
Oh, no.
Ever since the storm sent her on her quest to find their daughter, she hasn't had a single day to relax or play. She would do it all again for the chance to be with the daughter of the storm, but surely she wouldn't be upset if Onyx took just a few minutes to play with some butterflies, right?
Oh, Tinsy's heart just burst.
After all, the daughter of the storm looked so cool jumping through the landslide. She seems to have everything under control. All right, Onyx, can I have you roll dexterity to chase these butterflies?
Yes.
Oh, where can I get it?
17.
17, okay.
You have an Onyx indeed. I'll go play with butterflies.
Onyx allows herself to put all her worries out of her mind for now while she chases after her little fluttery friend.
She deserves this.
Onyx deserves everything.
She does.
She all but forgets about the nasty, stinky tendrils of rot all around her, and she follows it to a pretty green, grassy patch where dozens of other butterflies have gathered. Time slips away as she gleefully leaps, pounces, and catches the bugs, taking care to be gentle and not hurt their little wings.
Oh, Onyx is such a good girl!
Can you give me, like what that would sound like?
I'm gonna get you! I'm gonna get you! Oh, okay, there you go! Okay, I'm gonna get you!
Is she wiggling her butt?
Yeah, oh, totally.
Oh, Onyx is such a good girl!
Well, while she's playing, can you give me a perception roll?
Yes.
Do you perceive all the cuteness?
One.
Oh, you don't perceive all the cuteness.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Onyx is so distracted that she doesn't notice the approach of a small figure. Suddenly, she feels a small weight on her back. Land on her back. "Let's go, Kitty! We must find Windcaller!"
Jitterwitch!
Never been so happy.
Onyx cranes her neck around and sees the strange creature that had opened the waterfall for the daughter of the storm and her friends, all covered in juniper branches with big yellow goggled eyes. Onyx can't understand what the odd little creature is saying, but they seem to want a ride. They had helped the daughter of the storm, so maybe this is what Onyx is supposed to do?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, she's such a good girl!
As Onyx runs through the village with the Juniper Witch on her back, who is busy shouting at whichever druids they happen to pass by, she takes in all the chaos. The rot tendrils throttle plants all around. Druids stand in shock next to structures destroyed in the earthquake. A crowd of druids surrounds the shore of the marsh that lies deeper into the spire, away from the waterfall, rescuing the frogs and other swamp critters who are being swept away as the water drains from their home after the landslide. Onyx and the Juniper Witch run through the druid circle for what feels like ages, but whatever it is that the little witch is shouting about to the druids, they seem to be having trouble getting their attention as everybody in the circle tries to cope with disaster upon disaster. At one point, they pass by Onyx's cute gnome paladin friend who is riding on the back of a wolf, also trying to rally the attention of the druids.
That's me! It's Tipsy!
Eventually, Onyx and the witch come to a lookout in the upper village, overlooking a great big pond with an otter statue standing in the middle. Past the pond, Onyx sees the wolf dens, and beyond that, the waterfall through which she and her friends had entered the village. Nearby, a brown bear paws anxiously at a pile of rocks, calling out in apparent desperation. The Juniper Witch hops off of Onyx's back and approaches the bear.
"Hey, you! Where is Windcaller hiding?"
"Roar?"
asks the bear.
"Roar? What does roar mean? Oh, Juniper Witch really should have prepared a speak with animals spell before he left this morning."
Can I get you to roll perception?
16.
Okay. Onyx approaches the rocks and sniffs around, quickly finding a small stream of air flowing through them. It would appear that this is the bear's burrow, and sure enough, as she listens closely, Onyx hears the frightened whimpers of bear cubs inside.
Oh, God. Oh no!
Why are there all these cute animals?
Onyx is the prime minister we need.
Guys, what should Onyx do?
Oh my heart! No, Onyx is a good girl. She will save the
rocks.
All right. So Onyx is going to try and find some loose rocks and push them out of the way.
Yes.
All right. Well,
Farrell, do you agree?
What if this is a trap?
But bear cubs.
That's the bait for the trap.
I would accept that trap.
All right. Well, she sniffs around, and the bear seems impressed. It like comes over and like it peers into the little hole that Onyx found. It's like, "Aah!" And the bear cubs are like pawing up at the hole, and Onyx starts like trying to push rocks aside, and the bear helps, and even Juniper Witch goes in and says, like, "Oh, hello, little ones!" And she sort of puts her stick underneath one of the rocks and, like, jumps up on down on it, and the three of them working together manage to pop one of the big rocks out, and the bears, the little bear cubs scramble up, and they, like, run back over to their mother, and they're all jumping in. They're very happy and pleased.
Oh! This is the best duo ever.
Honest to God.
Juniper Witch and Onyx? Like, amazing.
It is.
What's their ship name?
Oh, no.
Platonic ship.
Okay, platonic ship. What would it be?
Onyper?
Onyper. I love Onyper.
Oh, Onyper.
Onyper.
It's like a Pokemon.
Well, Onyx's attention is suddenly drawn by a chorus of screaming in the distance. She runs to the edge of the lookout and peers out past the wolf stems. Can you roll perception, please?
9.
9, and perception is...
Onyx also doesn't know what the name of, instead of rain, but blood means. Yes.
Would she juice? Smell it?
Oh. It's creepy juice.
Oh, no!
It's kind of salty.
Metallic-y.
But it's difficult to make out exactly what's going on, but Onyx thinks that she sees the Daughter of the Storm standing by the entrance of the village with a whole crowd of druids and also the cute human girl that likes to cast glances at the Daughter of the Storm and blush when she thinks no one is looking.
Onyx is looking!
Onyx is looking! This is the best thing ever!
Onyx approves of this.
Onyx approves. I think we all approve of it.
We all approve.
But they all seem to be looking out from the village, and Onyx can't quite make out what's happening outside, but she thinks she sees an ominous redness in the valley outside.
Gasp. Onyx... Can cats see red?
Sorry?
Can cats see red?
Onyx can see whatever she wants to see.
Bitch, I don't know. I know dogs are colorblind, but I'm not.
Not sure. Entirely.
Yeah, like, relative to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Googling this.
You're going to interrupt the story later on and be like, well, actually.
They see all the colors. It's an onyx.
Onyx sees the cute gnome riding the wolf again as they pass by the pond towards the crowd below. But before Onyx can hop down to join her, the juniper witch has hopped back up on her back, and they continue exploring the upper village on the witch's mission. Whatever that is.
Oh, Onyx is just... Cat, that the red cones are the ones that the cats don't have. So they see blue,
well, storm panthers do.
Gray.
D&D, anything can happen.
Yeah. I made up storm panthers, so... They only have red cones, so there!
What kind of shade of red am I? Or can see?
The cutest.
Yes!
No, the storm panthers have a full range of color vision.
And emotions.
That's right. Sometime later, Onyx sits a short distance away from a shelter in the upper village where the druids have been gathering the more vulnerable members of the circle for protection. She looks over to the shelter where the juniper witch questions a druid who is tending to his family. He says, I'm telling you, really, nobody has seen Windcaller or Theodulf for several days.
Oh, the juniper witch knows what's going on.
You do?
The druids are playing a fun game with the juniper witch. Juniper witch knows this. It is called, hide them and seek them, yes?
What? No, haven't you heard? There's going to be an attack on the village tonight.
Oh, silly elf man, so silly. Who would ever want to attack a bunch of tree-hugging druids? What would be the point?
I suppose I'm not sure. I haven't heard who is attacking us, but... Onyx notices some pretty music carried over the wind from somewhere nearby.
Steve!
The juniper witch doesn't seem to need her right this moment, so she decides to go see where the sound is coming from.
Good idea, kitty! You go look for Windcaller over there. The juniper witch will go this way!
As Onyx rounds a corner, she sees a delightful sight. A huge network of wooden chimes hangs in a gorgeous grove. The daughter of the storm's pretty half-elf buddy moves like the wind from one chime to the next, tapping out a rhythm with several other druids following on their drums. The yucky, rotting tendrils melt away and disappear as she goes. Onyx excitedly hops in and dances with the druids.
Ah, oh, yeah! Go, cat, go!
Yes! Oh my gosh, Onyx's adventure is the best adventure.
Can we roll a performance check to see if Onyx is a good dancer?
Yeah, please do.
I feel like she's can she get a plus 4?
11.
So 15.
She actually has a minus 2 on the performance.
Oh, no!
So 9. She's okay, but, who doesn't think, sure, she's not a trained dancer, but it's so fucking cute to see a cat dancing around, am I right?
Yes. She does that with enthusiasm and cuteness.
Well, the music comes to an end, and Onyx pants happily. An elven woman wearing a flower crown approaches and scratches Onyx behind the ears.
Wow, no way, a storm panther. Whoa, dude, you're so fluffy.
Aww, everyone appreciates Onyx.
Everyone loves Onyx.
They better. Yes, they become snacks.
Just then, a loud banging echoes from the distance, and Onyx snaps back to attention. The grove with the chimes sits on a ledge overlooking a passage filled to the brim with thick trees, bushes, and brush. And in a flash, Onyx is hopping from one tree to branch to the next, hopping towards the source of the sound. She feels slightly bad for leaving the juniper witch behind, but something scary has been happening out towards the entrance of the village, and Onyx is sure that that is where the banging is coming from. She bolts through the trees, past the pond, and through the wolf dens towards the waterfall. The crowds part for her as she goes, gasping in amazement. She finally arrives back where she had parted ways with the daughter of the storm that morning, but the daughter's nowhere to be seen. In the time since Onyx was last there, all of the gross tendrils have disappeared. Maybe it was the pretty half-elf friend? And the druids have built a big barricade in front of the waterfall. With the tendrils gone, the druids have full access to their magics again, and they have grown massive thick vines across the barricade, reinforcing it. Only one small section of the barricade is still open. It appears that the druids have opened it up to allow an elven woman and her pack beetles in. Maybe that's what the banging was. She and her beetles are absolutely covered in blood from head to toe, and Onyx can smell it from here.
Not good.
I was going to call them massive snacks, and then you said that, and I thought maybe not.
Maybe not.
I was going, massive snacks with sauce?
Yum.
Nope.
The blood smells disturbingly familiar.
No, what?
Oh, shit.
But Onyx can't quite put her paw on where she has smelled it before. You roll perception.
Yes.
Part. Why did things get so serious all of a sudden? What happened to the butterflies?
Oh no, four.
Come on, Tessa!
I don't know, you might have saved us from something terrible.
Or something incredibly useful.
We definitely needed to know that information.
We definitely did.
Yeah.
Onyx bounds over and to try and help, but she can't quite seem to find a way to make herself useful. There isn't much she can do to help calm the poor elven woman, and she wouldn't know where to begin with helping the druids working on the barricade. She sadly slinks back into the village through the wolf's dens to see if she's needed elsewhere.
Aww, she just wants to be helpful, guys.
She is such a good cat.
She's such a good girl. Mm-hmm.
She spots a group of wolf cubs.
Yes!
And they're yapping sadly nearby.
Oh.
And she turns towards them to see what the matter is.
Oh. I wanted it to keep going.
The pups circle nervously below a narrow ledge high above on the cavern wall. A lone adult wolf with an injured leg, who seems to have been left behind to watch over the cubs, sits next to them and calls up to the ledge as well. Onyx looks up and sees a lone pup shivering in fear and crying up on the ledge above.
No.
A little wood elf toddler, who seems to be part of the wolf pack, toddles up to Onyx and says, "Rah!" and then turns to look back up towards her stranded companion.
And those are crying!
Can you roll acrobatics for me?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I feel like that's definitely going to be a minus, maybe?
That's plus two.
Six, so eight.
Well, Onyx hesitates only briefly before instinctively leaping off of the ground to the rescue. But as soon as her paws leave the spire, she knows she has made a mistake in her coordination, and she stumbles as she bounds from a rock to a treetop towards the ledge. On her last jump, the tree sways unexpectedly as she goes to leap, and she crashes into the side of the ledge, causing it to crumble.
Oh no!
Can you roll 1d6 for falling damage?
Oh my god. I'm so mad right now.
I thought you were going to roll a d6 to see if they survive.
Five.
Oh.
Five,
no.
Okay. So Onyx has 31.
Oh no!
Now she's down to 26.
I don't like where this went. Just constructive criticism.
I hate this.
Onyx deserves the world and not this.
I need to speak to the manager right now.
I need to speak to who's in charge.
I love the Juniper Witch.
Onyx picks herself up just in time to see the adult wolf jump up into the air and catch the falling cub. But the wolf lands hard on her bad leg, and after putting the pup softly down, she limps off to sit under the limbs of a nearby tree and lick her wound. Onyx sheepishly watches her go before turning to watch the cub bound back over to his playmates. They dance and skip happily around him, licking his face and wagging their little tails, the toddler giggling loudly with her arms wrapped around his neck.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, I got better!
That poor wolf watching them looks beyond exhausted, and they are all terribly cute. About an hour later, Onyx's playtime with the puppies is suddenly interrupted.
I wish I was with Onyx. Like me, physically Nancy.
A horrifying, deathly wail echoes through the village. Onyx's hair stands on end as she recognizes the wind language that she had heard spoken by the pretty half-elf buddy and the other druids. But this voice doesn't sound like the gentle wind of the mountains. Instead, it sounds like the hollow, dead sighing of the caverns that she had been traveling through with the Daughter of the Storm and her friends until this morning. Over the barricade, Onyx can see the waterfall part quickly as though it is recoiling in fear. And as it does this, she is overwhelmed with the smell of the blood raining down from the sky. With horror, she finally realizes that she knows whose blood it is.
Oh,
oh no.
The druids all stop working on the barricade, and an eerie silence comes over the village. Suddenly, the blade of a glaive slices through the barricade as though it were hot butter, burning with a white-hot intensity and setting it ablaze. Through the smoldering gash, the scary undead man from the mess hall stares with his pale, shining eyes into the village, and a dozen of his men stand behind him, all of them dripping with the blood of the eternal storm.
Oh my god! And
more black, rotting tendrils creep through the hole in the burning barricade, pulling it apart to allow the undead paladins to pass. But the druids and animals do not wait for them to break all the way through, and in a mass panic, they push away from the entrance to find their loved ones and seek shelter. Were it not for the druidic magic reinforcing the barricade, it is clear that the paladins would have broken through in mere moments, but thankfully, the crowd has time to get a head start and run, preventing an immediate mass slaughter.
Nancy and Tessa have moved. In, like, a minute.
Onyx helps the wolf up.
Oh my god!
Welcome back. You can't just drop bombs on me like this!
Onyx helps the wolf up and lets her lean against her flank as they run with the cubs, away from the deathly pale glow of the moonlight and the hot, raging flames which now completely consume the barricade and illuminate the village ahead in dancing red, orange, and yellow. They take a turn to the left and run through the inner marsh, now more mud than water, but the wolf is struggling more and more to keep up. Onyx looks over her shoulder and sees the glow of the paladin's torches approaching in the distance.
No.
She looks around quickly and leads the wolves to a thick patch of pussy willows to hide. But now, she must make a difficult choice. Should she stay with the wolf and the cubs in hiding, or leave the wolf to hide on her own while continuing to run away with the puppies, ensuring their safety? No. I'm going to leave it up to a vote.
No!
No!
You motherfucker. I'm just saying, fuck you.
What should we do, guys?
Mother of all the pearls.
I'm scared.
Okay, what are the two options again? Can you say it?
So Onyx and the puppies can stay with the wolf in the pussy willows and hide with her, or Onyx can run with the puppies to make sure they stay safe.
Oh man, I'm gonna start crying.
Same.
My heart.
See, I know you. At least I think I do.
I did. The shit was getting more real.
If she stays behind, something else is gonna suffer, right?
I mean, what would Onyx do?
See, my heart's going to, like, leave with the pups.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But, like, at the same time, I'm like,
the wolf is injured, she'll just slow everyone.
I know, but that doesn't make it easier.
I also feel like Onyx is pretty honorable, too, that she would stay.
But I don't want Onyx to die now. I'm scared she's gonna die.
Especially because, I think she, maybe even, like, especially because she also failed her jumping. Which caused the
and she would feel like, guilty.
Caused her to have to, like, you know, the other wolf to have to go and try to get the pups, and that's how she got hurt. So I feel like Onyx would feel responsible for protecting her.
Yeah, I feel like she would stay behind and try to, like, protect, like, she would feel responsible for everything and want to, like, try and right her wrongs, maybe. I feel like she would stay. I don't want her to, but that's what
I also think Onyx would, like, think of, like, what would the Daughter of the Storm do? And I think as a Daughter of the Storm, you would stay.
Yeah.
I think as Zealous would stay.
Zealous would 100% stay. She wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, she'd be like, well, I can kill her, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking strategically, metagaming in a way. And I would leave with the puppies, but
I would too. That my first thought was to leave with the puppies. I'm like, but what would Onyx do?
Yeah.
All right. Nancy, what's your vote?
Stay.
Annie?
Stay.
Okay.
And those are crying. I hate you.
If I'm going to cry right now, I'm not going
to be here. Onyx crouches down low in the reeds, and the pups hide behind her with their wolf guardian. Onyx watches as most of the undead paladins turn away from the reeds, heading instead towards the thick brush in the other direction. She waits with the pups while they catch their breaths, waiting for a safe opportunity to continue forward. But just as Onyx thinks it might be safe to lead the wolves stealthily out of cover, a small group of druids breaks off and flees past the marsh away from their assailants. A lone paladin pursues these druids, but stops and almost seems to reconsider the value of chasing such a small group. Judging by the exposed fish-like bones on the paladin, this poor creature must have been a member of the merfolk in their life. And sure enough, a transformative mermish bracelet still hangs on around their enchanted bony ankle. All of a sudden, the mermish paladin begins to shake violently, and their shadow shatters into several pieces, each of which quickly grows into a full-sized shadow in its own right. As the paladin turns back to join its soulless peers, the shadows crawl hungrily and rapidly along the ground towards the fleeing druids. Before Onyx can stop her, the toddler, who is riding on the back of a particularly beefy pup, says, "Rah!" And they sprint together away from the group towards the shadows. The rest of the pups follow behind them, yipping and yapping. Onyx lunges out after them, determined not to let them get hurt. The guardian wolf, now briefly rested, bounds after Onyx, with renewed energy to protect her charges. Onyx, roll for initiative.
I hate this so much.
19?
Okay.
Okay,
oh.
19 plus 2, 21.
Pretty
good.
Oh, I can't feel anything. My whole body's numb.
My pinky toes are numb.
Just the pinky toes?
That means it's serious, Annie. Mm-hmm.
Jeez, you're shaking. This is not good.
I'm shaking, too.
Okay. I'll just need to take a minute to get some stats up.
Yeah.
Can we just take a minute to, like, all say, fuck you, come on?
What do you think so far?
I was happy.
Well, you knew shit was gonna go down eventually, right?
I would also like to say, you cannot break what we said that everyone survived. I'm just saying. It's canon that everyone survived already.
Am I gonna regret not going with Warlock? Is this what's gonna happen?
Stay with us.
I live with this guy, and I have a feeling that, like, it's pretty possible that people aren't gonna survive.
You know what? Fuck you, come on. I'm just kidding. I love this so far. It's amazing. But, like, emotionally, I'm, like, destroyed.
I have a feeling I'm gonna cry, and it hurt me so much good. Time.
It's true.
So, currently, we're just outside of the marsh. Getting close to the birch copse, and in the birch copse there's a slope sort of going up and to the right. That is where the druids are running. They are running up the slope currently. The shadows are coming from Onyx's right, and the druids are to her left.
Okay.
The wolf pups are running towards the shadows to our right. Onyx is up first, so what should Onyx do?
I want to say go get those freaking pups and child and, like, freaking bring them, I don't know, like...
GTFO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the other druids.
Yeah.
Did you just give us a moral dilemma?
You just gave us...
Well, right now, the puppies are trying to defend the druids.
Yeah.
So, right...
Yeah, but they're stupid puppies.
Yeah. Oh, totally. So yes, go for the puppies first, because the druids right now are safe. Mm-hmm. By all means.
Your mistake is I have no morals. Go after the shadow.
But there are around a dozen puppies, so Onyx can't carry all of them.
Not that attitude.
Why? Should she like make a distraction for the shadow?
Oh,
She could dance.
Can she dance?
Well, didn't we establish that she didn't dance well?
Yeah, she has a -2 for dancing.
But if it's so bad or even so good or even, like, average, a dancing panther is a distraction.
When was the last time you went into a fight and somebody just started dancing and you didn't flinch?
I mean, I'm not a terrifying necrotic shadow, though.
I don't know, but you might have the rhythm.
I'm also not a dancer.
I want to say... But, like, she can't get all the puppies, and going towards the puppies right now I feel like is going to be useless, because it's just going to create more attraction, possibly, from the shadow creature to where she is anyway, if the puppies aren't going to listen, and it's, like, this whole, like, yipping, yapping, and she, like, the druids are fine, so I feel like she should make a distraction for the shadow person and kind of get them and kind of at the same time maybe like GTFO to the puppies.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the field aside from like the bit that's ramping up and the other players?
So let's see. So behind Onyx is the marsh, which is very muddy right now. She and the puppies, anyone would be at a disadvantage if you go into the marsh.
Would
right
the shadow
now.
People be at a disadvantage?
It doesn't look like it, because they look like shadows. Like, they're just on the ground and they move non-physically across it.
How many shadow things are there? Just the one?
There's about three.
Three?
Yeah.
Mm. Is there any thick brush overhead?
Overhead, there's some stuff hanging from the ceiling of the cavern, but it's too high to be useful.
Where's the light source?
The light source is the moonlight shining through the waterfall.
I'm wondering if they'll behave like literal shadows.
And go in the darkness, and then they won't be able to be.
If we take this light away, there's no shadow.
Isn't this all shadow?
Well, it's all just darkness. Dark, but not a shadow.
Well, right? Like, that's shadows true. Created from light. There's no shadow if there's no light.
I mean, that's an assumption that disregards magic.
Yeah. True.
And also, I don't know if a cat could block off a whole waterfall. What does Onyx have for ability?
Do we get to know?
Yeah, you guys can know. She has... she doesn't have her Beastmaster bonus right now because she's far away from the Daughter of the Storm, but she has a bite and a claw attack.
It's kind of hard against shadows.
All this time, we haven't even made our first move yet.
I know.
This is important.
I mean, we know that there's probably some element of magic to the shadows, but I don't know if biting or clawing can do anything to the shadows, and I also don't know if any of the puppies can do anything to the shadows either. So, as much as we entered initiative, maybe the thing to do would just to get everyone to disengage and run?
Even if we try, would we be able to get all of them to come, like, follow us to run? To leave and not try to defend the other druids?
Oh, God.
Is Onyx able to distract the three and the three shadows and have them follow her and she runs away from the group as well as the pups? And so she has them focusing on her instead?
Yeah, we could do that.
What do you guys think? Do you think it's too dangerous for Onyx?
I
think that's probably the best thing you could do with this situation.
Can I comment on something?
Sure.
This is the most serious we've ever had of any decisions we've ever done. And even in dire situations for ourselves, we've never thought this hard. And I love that it's because we just don't want anything to happen to Onyx. I vote for her distracting the three shadows and running away from the group.
I agree with distraction, like I said earlier.
Forcing the kids to not chase.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll have you do a wisdom roll to try and distract.
Is Onyx like Zealous and it's zero modifier?
It's plus two.
Okay. Oh, then. Onyx is more than Zealous.
That's sad.
Her intelligence is minus four.
Oh no. Well. Where'd it go?
I think I got 20. So
wait, did you get a 20?
I got a fucking 20.
Yeah!
Alright.
Yes!
Okay, so Onyx runs forward and leaps over the puppies, landing heavily in front of the shadows, and a plume of dust goes forward, and she roars.
Roar!
And the shadows skitter to a halt. But then they start coming towards Onyx, and she veers off sort of adjacent to where the puppies are, and the shadows all, they all go for it, and they all start chasing Onyx. And the puppies yap, and they're a good distance away, because Onyx is quite fast, but they start running after the shadows as well.
No, cute puppies, no!
Next up, we have the shadows.
Ruh-roh,
indeed.
Speaking of puppies, ruh-roh.
Okay.
So let's see. First of all, we're going to see if they can catch up to Onyx. So, can you roll dexterity for me?
Yes.
Oh. Onyx's dexterity has got to be good, right?
Is she a cat?
Yeah, it's plus
13, 15.
Okay, so we got So we got a 21.
Addy, do you want to try roll next time?
A 21.
Holy! No. Calm yourself, Matt!
I'm sorry.
I blame the fact that you are grabbing the dice that I was using to roll, so those were my 21s.
Well, you rolled my dice, so there. and a 13. So one of the shadows, is falling behind a little bit, but the other two shadows come up and flank Onyx on either side, and they both suddenly close in on her. As they're moving along the ground and they touch her paws, the shadows begin to move up her and wrap around her mouth, and she feels herself choking.
Onyx, no!
This is me angry right now. I'm angry.
How are your baby toes?
I feel them and they're angry.
Oh no.
No, that wasn't a good noise.
Onyx tries to shake them off, but neither of them are budging at all. And they are going to do 2d6 plus 2 necrotic damage each.
No!
Sorry!
I'm sad.
We just killed the cat.
No, we didn't. Our DM did.
7.
Oh. Calm down.
12.
No, what? Oh.
13, then plus 4, so 17.
Oh, make sure you took 5.
She has 9. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Tessa! Good job, Matt. Come on, fuck you. Claps for Tessa.
But yes, Onyx has 9 HP left. Okay, so next up we have the wolf pups.
Oh, it's gonna get worse.
Pups. No!
Do they get 12 d6s of damage?
A couple of the wolf puppies catch up to the shadow that's lagging behind, and a couple of them pounce on it, and they're going to start doing that sort of digging, burrowing motion, and you can see the shadow shudder a little bit. So let's see, it's going to do.
Tessa's okay. So pissed.
Yeah, we got a 23 to hit, so that's definitely gonna hit.
Good puppies!
Yay!
And that's going to do. And there's two puppies doing this, and so each of them are going to do 2d4 plus 2 damage.
Good puppies!
Yay!
Take my
it's okay,
back.
Tessa.
They're doing so good.
Just believe in
I just want to try and stare him down so much that he regrets everything.
I'm sure he will.
Okay,
I'm
so
sure he will.
Here they are.
7.
I'm literally gonna.
8. Are you looking at pictures of wolf puppies?
Yes! You stop that, sir!
No, this rolling is good. This is puppy.
No, not that. Just 14. The pain you're putting us through. Addy, you're not helping my emotions.
You're so mean. Evilness behind that law.
Here's the mom.
And the mom we hurt. I literally have tears in my eyes, bro.
Go, puppies, go!
Yeah, so the two puppies have leapt onto this shadow that wasn't able to keep up with the other two, and dig, 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 dig. And the shadow seems actually pinned down by these puppies, and it's writhing a bit, and by the time it slips away, it looks very ratty and worse for the wear as far as shadows go.
Yay, puppies!
And it's not moving as fast as the other two anymore.
Yeah, fuck you, puppies.
But
hold on. Fuck you, shadows.
Oh, they hurt the shadows. Fuck the puppies.
The shadows are so cute.
But
it's still the puppy's turn, and some more as these two puppies are digging, other puppies run past them, and they leap onto Onyx and start trying to groom the shadows out of her fur.
No way though.
Are you literally gonna come?
You know what?
This?
Maybe the bad idea for us to run. We should have fought with the puppies.
I thought they were fragile.
I mean, I feel like Onyx would still probably run. I'm like puppies.
I was thinking of when they're really little and they're kind of round.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
They trip red.
Oh, are they?
Are they husky size?
They got a 23 to hit. So.
Yes. Oh! Puppies! Puppies! Yes. Puppies!
What is your fucking AC?
Well, the AC of the shadows is...
Are we allowed to know?
Or the DC?
Yeah. Yeah, armor class. AC. Yeah, it's 12. 12 to hit. And they got 23, so...
These puppies, man. Chef kiss.
12 oh my God, for each one of the puppies.
All right, so let's see how much damage they do to the shadows. Okay, so the puppies are, like, raking their claws through Onyx's fur, like, not scratching Onyx, but, like, definitely getting at the shadows, and the shadows writhe and, like, release Onyx's mouth, and she takes a deep breath, and the shadows scatter off to the sides, but they're not too far off. They're rounding back around, so they're not done yet. And right now, the group of puppies and Onyx is sort of surrounded on three corners by the three shadows. Next up is the druids, but they're far off at this point, so...
They're just running.
Yeah, so we're back up to Onyx.
So I think we should dig in the shadows.
I mean, we should pounce happen? And claw. Can she pounce and claw?
Well, pounce is a move that knocks them prone, which they're shadows, they're already on the ground, so...
I guess we bite them.
Yeah, bite or claw. Let's see.
What if they taste nasty?
I mean, they'd probably taste like whatever dirt they're on, I guess.
Yeah, we don't want to eat dirt.
I mean, she...
Both of you, I mean...
She would do anything for love.
But, like, what if
But she wouldn't
like...
do that.
That's a good point. Sorry, I said that on the
background. What if she becomes the shadows, but, like, beats the other shadows?
Sorry, did you just...
Between bite and claw, bite is the stronger move.
Oh...
She would do anything for love.
But not that.
She would do that.
Okay, fine.
I guess she we will bite.
Yeah! She would do anything for love. Okay.
Well, I mean, it is going to be two against one. But that's only because I think Onyx deserves real, like, Michelin star cuisine.
Yeah, but she'll have good cuisine. We'll find snacks.
I know your definition of snack, Zealous.
We can fry some spiders a little extra crispy.
No, my friends! not in Nancy real life, but Tinsy life. Okay. Bite.
Okay, well, we're gonna go with bite then. Mm. I assume we're going with the weakest looking one.
Which is behind us?
Yes, but, like, she... I guess she wouldn't know, but... Yeah. But, like...
Is there one that is more, like, imminent?
The two that just popped off, as she looks between them, she can tell which one is more ratty looking.
You mean go for that one?
Go for the rickety ratty one.
Okay.
Rickety ratty! Don't talk backy!
Alright, okay. So give me an attack roll, it's going to be plus 4 to hit.
Okay. 10 plus 4,
14? 14? Yeah, I believe that.
Thanks all
yes,
of
it does.
The. Gods in the world spire.
Okay, so that's gonna hit. So can you roll me 1d6 plus 2?
Yes. 5.
I just remembered they do have resistance to physical damage, so it's going to do less than 5.
Are you sure you remember this?
I sure do.
Tessa, what if you rip the book while he looks away for a second?
Tessa,
you have to eat it.
But,
that would be a Tessa move, not a Zealous move.
but like, I'm not going to re-increase their HP for the previous rounds, so it's fine.
Oh, thank you, DM.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
But Onyx pounces on one of the shadows that was just on her and, like, gives it a big chomp, and she gets, like, the taste of dirt in her mouth, it's also tinged with, like, a kind of unpleasant sour taste.
Like sour milk?
More like sour animal.
Ooh.
Sour Patch Kid.
I can handle that.
The shadow writhes and slithers away, but as it does, you can see, like, where Onyx's teeth are. It's getting, like, raked.
Yes. Yes, Onyx.
It's going to go away, and then... The shadows are going again, and this one was not too pleased about that, so it's going to double back around on Onyx.
I believe in you, Onyx.
Critical fail!
Yes!
Yes! Fuck you!
like reverse damage now because like it feels so bad.
It accidentally attacks the other shadow.
It hurt itself in its confusion.
It startled itself.
But Onyx is ready this time, and the shadow doubles back and like comes like skittering really quickly across the ground towards her, but she leaps off of the air and it just goes right past her, and she lands down and it like sort of stops and sort of is looking around confused.
For a little bit of flavor, do the shadows make noises?
No, they are dead and silent.
Okay. Ooh, good choice of descriptive word.
But we have two other shadows. So there's the weakened one, and it's going to, like, as one of the puppies is, like, drill trying to go dig at it, it's going to wrap up around that puppy.
Gosh.
It's a 13 plus 2. Yeah, that's gonna hit.
No, puppy, no!
Please tell me the puppy has more than, like, 2 hit points.
Oh.
That's a puppy, it's just a little bun.
Just little bun bun. Oh no!
Little bow.
Oh, puppy bow. Don't do this to me. I can stop him.
That was one roll too many.
It was two rolls. I love how we're so angry. Like, we're just so riled up. And Glamour's just like, continue on my story.
He's just making calculations in his book.
What I would like to see is, like, a whirlwind of, like, butterflies come and save her. That's what I want. Save her!
Well, the shadow wraps up around the puppy, and you hear, like, a muffled whimpering, but the puppy's still upright. So, puppy's not dead. But it's very frightened, and it's bouncing around and trying to shake the shadow off.
Oh, I'm going on strike.
Where is your complaint box? I need to
The third shadow is still reeling from being thrown off of Onyx, so it's not going to make a move on this turn.
Oh, you're so kind.
Good puppies.
I know, right? I'm the best.
Yeah.
Next up is the puppies!
Puppies! Yeah. Puppies!
Nice one.
Yep, yep. The toddler riding on the back of the big beefy pup rides over to where his puppy companion is being throttled by this shadow.
Can we name him Little Chonker?
the beefy pup?
Yeah.
Sure. The toddler's riding Little Chonker. Little Chonker?
Little Chonker.
And, okay, so the toddler leaps off of Little Chonker's back onto this other puppy and goes at the fur with her teeth. And let's see.
This Chonker?
Little Chonker.
Ooh, that's Chonker. The baby doll, right?
Yeah, it's the baby.
Baby's not Chonker.
Oh, what's the baby? Oh wait, the pup is Little Chonker. Yeah. The toddler, I think, should be named Tank.
Tankerella.
And no one knows what Tank is in this world. They just think it's a name. They don't actually associate with anything. Because there's no tanks there.
Alright, so the toddler sinks her teeth into the pup's fur, but the shadow sort of pulses and she gets thrown back. She's not hurt, but she's just like, she looks real angry. Little Chonker is also going to try and help this puppy who's being throttled.
Angry toddlers are the scariest.
Natural 20!
Oh, yes! Yes!
Little Chonker!
Little Chonker!
Win.
Critical
Little Chonker!
Good boy.
And let's see. If we're rolling for damage, there's no way that this shadow won't die here. So,
yes! Yes!
Little Chonker goes and, like, grooms the hell out of this puppy's fur, and the shadow just explodes into black mist and dissipates into the air.
Are they breathing it in?
No, well, maybe one of them goes like, but that's noted.
Can we assume, because all the attacks were grooming attacks, that the fur is like silky soft and
it's
clean,
beautiful.
It's just sparkling a little bit?
Yes, it's a little bit.
Yeah, the puppy who's released looks a little frightened, but he's gonna stay behind a Little Chonker and follow him.
Oh,
I really, really, really need to physically touch a dog now.
I'm gonna go home and touch my dog.
I feel like you guys should re-save
that wording
and listen to yourself again.
I'm gonna go pet my loving dog.
Yeah, you can go home and pet your dogs.
Pet my dog, yeah.
Alright, Onyx is up again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
attack the one that you already bit.
Yeah.
That one's almost done.
Yeah. So we're gonna bite again, I assume?
Yeah.
Alright.
Send you goodwill.
Yes.
Goodwill.
World's fire.
Oh.
Oh no. The two.
You sure about this?
You know, it's because I'm rolling these dice.
Oh no, it's the other way around.
Oh, I see. It's because she doesn't have her weighted dice with her.
You're just shit.
Yeah, even with the plus four, that does not hit. So, Onyx goes to bite it, and the shadow moves quickly enough, and she just gets a big mouthful of dirt. And
at least she didn't bite her tongue.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe if she critically failed. Yeah. Alright, well, while Onyx is spitting out dirt, she doesn't react in time as the shadow doubles back around and once again crawls up her legs and into her mouth. So she was already choking on this dirt a little bit. And
question.
Yes?
It's in her mouth, and we established that she can bite. Can she
chew? It's wrapping her mouth.
Chewing?
It's over her mouth, it's not.
Can she tickle it with her tongue? Like you did with the necromancer.
It's very solidly sealing her mouth shut.
Okay, rude.
I'm sorry. And it's covering her nose.
Well, I mean, shadow's rude.
she's starting to feel dizzy, but she's still on her feet.
Alright, we need one of those babies to save us.
Yes! Baby, please!
Baby, please.
But the other shadow's also coming towards Onyx, though.
Mother. You know, why don't you just go after the baby?
Yeah, sacrifice
babies. How this all started off with us going, save the babies, distract the three, and now we're like, go after the babies. Go after the babies.
Chuck a baby at the shadow.
I want Little Chonker to survive.
We can take Little Chonker with us.
No, I'm deaf.
I mean, we could technically.
All right. Well, Onyx, her eyes are starting to roll back in her head, but she has a moment of resolve as she sees the through the shadow on her face. She's able to see the shadow skittering on the ground towards her, and she just every instinct in her body fires, and she leaps off of the ground. The shadow's still wrapped around her mouth, but she manages to land, and the shadow goes soaring past her. That was trying to join its companion.
Oh, what a badass!
Next up, we have the puppies again.
Yay! Yes, baby powers.
Little Chonker and the toddler are going to try and rescue Onyx. First up, we're going to have Little Chonker.
Chonker. That's an 11
plus.
Can I claim that?
Plus four?
Plus four to hit.
What? What's with these baby pups?
They're real tough.
Apparently, we clearly should have just let the babies handle it, and we should have gone back to the butterflies.
What kind of performance check would we have to make in order to punt the baby into the shadows and leave?
We just established how badass they are.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
That's true.
We can just run.
No, guys, Onyx would not run, even though she's clearly not as superior as they are in their fighting abilities.
It's the plot that counts.
Alright, let's see. Little Chonker hits.
Yeah.
And that's going to do.
Little Chonkers.
Four. 7 plus 2, so 9 damage.
Wow.
God, Chonkers.
That's why they call it the beef.
Alright, so Chonkers jumps up and rakes his teeth against Onyx's fur, and again, the shadow is torn and turns to dust.
Yes!
Chonkers!
Dissipates into the air. And at the same time, the toddler who's leaped off of his back again lands on Onyx with glowing hands and is going to do a healing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I still like the name Tank for the baby.
That baby a cleric?
She has a couple basic healing spells.
Damn, man, she's more... she's... She's more qualified for this D&D world than Tinsy. Yes.
Do we just fall into like a weird parallel baby genius?
Onyx is going to regain 1d8 plus 3. Oh. Okay, so 6.
Tank.
Tank is here.
Yes!
We have one shadow left.
So where is the shadow? I want to bite it. I just want to bite it.
This shadow on its previous turn went for the sword past Onyx as she dodged out of the way. So okay. it's maybe 10 feet or so away.
Okay. Group dig.
Yeah.
Group dig.
Can we do like what Steve did and like do a group thing?
Yeah.
In order to do a group move, you'd have to prepare the attack and then do it on the wolf's turn, and that would give the shadow an opportunity to.
Yeah, babies are hard to organize.
Yeah.
That's also true.
I feel like we should dig only because I don't know how much Onyx has left of HP, but like if it gets in her mouth again.
I mean, she just deserves some Michelin star food, not dirt.
I agree, this is
dirt. Dirt and Sour Patch Kids, Real Kids, Sour Patch Kids.
That sounded like a voice to text error or something.
Yeah. I say dig.
Okay.
Plus, I want to imagine her digging at a shadow. It's cute.
Yeah.
Alright, so that's going to be plus 4 to hit.
This is my final move.
15 plus 4, 19.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Dig.
And then 1d4 plus 2, and then divide it in half because of the resistance.
I'm just going to use yours.
1.
Okay,
so
1.5.
I don't know if you're supposed to round up or down, but I'm going to round up, so it does 2 damage.
So graceful.
So, yes, Onyx leaps on the shadow and digs, and, she's getting a little frustrated because she can tell that, like, if this thing was made of flesh, it would be getting ripped apart by your claws right now, but it's just, like, the claws are only doing just a little bit as she scratches.
Can you make a frustrated Onyx noise?
She has 2 votes, just like real cats.
Yeah.
It's either just grrp or murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sounds like Zealous, too.
Yeah. They're made for each other.
Yeah, aww. And so is Lorelai.
Yep.
Kill
you.
Oh dear.
Kill you. Alright. So as Onyx is catching her breath, she feels an impact from behind as the shadow wraps around her back half and starts crushing.
Oh, don't. Maybe they're just trying to hug. Aggressive hug.
But that's not going to hit. Like, as soon as she feels this, Onyx shakes violently and the shadow goes off to the side and like up a tree a little bit.
What if you just snapped our cat in half? I would have.
Okay, well that did happen. Don't stop.
Just
stop. It didn't happen. Onyx is fine. Okay.
All right. Wolf thought. So the shadow has just skittered up a tree, and the wolf puppies run up to the tree, and they're yapping up at the tree and bouncing, but they're not able to reach the shadow where it is right now.
Can I hear yapping?
Oh, my heart!
I love you again, come on.
Alright, it is Onyx's turn.
Okay, so it's up a tree. Nobody's gonna be able to get it.
Except maybe a cat.
Pounce. Yeah. Oh, she could jump up there.
Okay, then I guess bite.
Bite it. Bite that tree.
Redemption.
Okay, we're biting.
All right.
Let's do this. Plus 4.
Plus
hit.
4 to hit.
14 plus 4, 18.
Nice.
Yeah.
Onyx.
All right. And then 1d6 plus 2 damage.
5 plus 2, 7.
Yay!
Nice. Damn! Clutch rolls!
So the shadow, mistakenly thinking it's safe, is up in the tree, but before it can react, this panther suddenly is leaping up through the branches, and her teeth sink into the bark where it is, and it writhes. But it is still solid.
Ooh. But like,
what
barely.
If she had to let go and launch the motherfucker?
Can't she pick up the darkness?
She's on the
shadow?
She's on the branch right now, right?
The shadow's not a physical object, though.
Oh, it can't get launched.
Maybe the branch could, but I don't know if that would hurt it.
Can't eat the shadow?
I mean, you could, I just don't know if it would be effective.
What
but,
if,
but it's the shadow's turn right now. And Onyx is right there.
It better be a self-eat.
What the f*** does that even mean?
Guys, you've lost me.
Good news, guys. It got a 13. Her armor class is 14.
Yes! Oh, yes. Yes.
Onyx!
She got some.
She didn't eat or eat you!
So the shadow tries to defend itself, but it can't keep up with Onyx as she hops from one branch to the other, because it has to move along the physical object of the tree, so it's not able to just go from one branch to the next. It has to go back to the trunk, and by the time it gets to the branch she's already on another branch.
It neither ate nor yate.
And meanwhile, down at the base of the tree, you still hear... And the toddler...
Oh my gosh.
Onyx.
Yes, okay. Go after end it. Bite it.
End it, Onyx.
I'm gonna bite it.
Bite. Kill it dead. Kill it dead, Onyx.
9.
What did I just say, Onyx?
Well, Onyx goes to leap on the shadow who's on the branch that she just came from, but it, like, is sort of doing this same dance with her and manages to go back up onto the trunk where she's not able to land before that she can get it.
Everything else in this circle is, like, dead now.
What happens to us? Did we already go down, though?
Keep in mind, each round is 6 seconds. Like,
yeah. It's okay. Still straight.
Yeah. I love this showdown we've got going on.
I also would love if everyone just kept missing each other. And it just was this, like, never-ending, like...
Legs and two nights.
We've just been going up and down trees and leaping across, and those damn pups won't stop yipping at this one tree. They haven't left this one tree.
Some people say that they're still yipping to this day.
All right,
legend
has
it.
Well, the shadow got a 19.
Did you do math correctly?
Yes, I did.
Are you sure it wasn't...
It would have hit even without the modifier.
I'm sure with a zero. You can't get a zero with a dice. Unless there's like a black hole just opens up just small enough for the dice to go through.
Right after landing on this branch and missing the shadow, Onyx's head swivels over to the tree trunk where the shadow just ran away to, just in time to see the shadow coming back and once again going over her face, and she feels something crack.
No!
Oh no!
Is it a tooth?
Is it a whisker?
Onyx's head spins as she falls from the tree.
No!
Oh no!
She has to keep going. The puppies need her. The druids need her. The daughter of the storm. But the world spins violently around her, and though she fights to stand, the ground rises up to meet her flank, and the village around her blurs and smudges until it finally fades into darkness. Through the swimming, spinning, confusing colors, Onyx thinks she sees a light. A faint echo. Is it a voice? I'm here! Where are you? Daughter of the storm? Where are you? But as the sound comes into focus, she realizes it's something else. Onyx slowly opens her eyes and sees the gray squirrel standing on the end of her snout. The squirrel chatters with relief. He gives her a quick pat on the nose before bounding away. Onyx pulls herself up and looks around. Several wolves stand surrounding her, reunited with their pups. The squirrel must have found her and brought the wolves to her rescue. She feels a hand patting her flank and looks up to see a druidic healer speaking some comforting words in common tongue before running off to help somebody else. One wolf approaches and licks Onyx on the cheek. Then the wolves turn to join a huge crowd of druids filing through a large door in the wall across a stream of water. It seems like every animal and druid in the circle must be here. A thick mist pours out of the door, making it challenging to see where the druids are heading to, but Onyx gets the sense that freedom is within reach as the vapor hides the druids from sight.
We're all emotional right now.
You fucker.
I've never wanted to punch someone as hard and as violently as I do at this very moment.
I don't feel safe.
I'm only joking.
I don't feel safe at all.
Onyx looks around and her heart leaps with happiness as she spots her best buddy in all the world. The Daughter of the Storm stands in the distance, holding back the paladins approaching from the thick brush. Onyx is about to bound over to be by her side when she sees the shadow, seemingly unnoticed by the crowd, skitter across the stream and into the mist. She looks back and forth between her beloved buddy and the doorway, but she knows what she has to do. If she doesn't go after the shadow, somebody's gonna get hurt. With her mind made up, she runs and leaps across the stream and into the fog. We resume initiative.
But
I told you we weren't safe.
So Onyx's turn is up now, and she's going to have disadvantage on the first hit until she can find the shadow in the fog.
I would like to say I'm very proud of Onyx, though. Mm-hmm.
She's very strong-willed, at least.
I'm very proud of her.
Oh, it was a 2.
So the disadvantage, that's definitely... Alright, so she searches through the fog, but she can't seem to figure out where the shadow went.
I do so love him.
Our anniversary's tomorrow.
Onyx sniffs around in the fog, druids and animals rushing past her. She can hear fighting somewhere off in the distance, but still no shadow. Roll again.
4.
She just can't find this dang shadow. Where could it have gone?
Is it pulled over?
Still nothing. She continues to search.
He's already on her foot.
She continues to search, but just no shadow anywhere. A boomerang flies past her through the fog, and she hears a loud crack of thunder.
I remember the scene! Oh shit!
Oh no.
But still no shadow.
Oh.
I remember this. Holy crap, sorry. I'm just like, everything is overlapping now. I'm like, floored. Continue.
Roll again.
Can I refuse? 9.
So 9 plus 4 to hit, I think, for...
Yeah, it was 9 plus 4 to hit.
Let's see, but it was with disadvantage, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, by the way, Onyx is back up to 4 health.
Oh, thank God.
8 plus 4.
8 plus 4.
12.
Onyx finally sees the darkness moving towards one of the druids who suspects nothing, and she leaps upon it. Is she using her claws or her teeth?
Teeth.
Alright. She plunges her head into the water, and her teeth rake the mud at the bottom, and it's not pleasant, but she can tell that the shadow was taken off of guard. And then I will get you to roll damage. So that's 1d6 plus 2 divided by 2. So it's going to do 2 damage. The shadow, not seeing this attack coming, can't do anything about it, and as she lands on it, it dissipates.
Yay!
And floats away into the water, becoming nothing.
Onyx, 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 yay!
I still don't feel good.
No, I mean, I don't think we'll ever feel okay.
Onyx catches her breath as the mist finally begins to dissipate, carried across the surface of the water and through a gate where the last of the druids are escaping down a long waterslide, illuminated by pretty glowing moss. She looks over her shoulder as she sees that the doorway that she had entered the room by is now sealed shut, jammed with large spikes of stone. The Daughter of the Storm stands with her companions at the top of the waterslide, taking one last look around before they follow the druids deep into the spire, and Onyx trots over to be by her side, finally back where she belongs.
Yay.
And that's where we'll leave off for tonight.
Thank God.
Oh, thank Jesus Christ. I mean, thank, World Spire.
Bless the storm.
Bless the storm.
Is there going to be like an after credit scene where we find out the shadow has actually possessed someone?
No. The shadow is super dead.
Excellent. Kill it dead.
Congrats, guys.
Yay. See, that's what I was thinking.
Nobody died.
Yay.
100% canon.
Yay.
You had me in the first off.
See, that's what I thought you were going to do. I thought you were going to, like, if she didn't beat the shadows, they would possess her. And now we have the knowledge that Onyx isn't Onyx anymore. Because that's the type of shit you would make us suffer through.
So, by the monster manual, what the shadows do if they drain you all the way is, I mean, you die, but then, like, I think it's like 1d6 hours later, your shadow detaches itself from your body and becomes a new shadow and trying to kill people. Yeah.
When Kinsey dies, can I do that?
So you want to be a shadow?
I like how it's
squirrel?
When Kinsey dies.
Yeah. We've all seen these critical fails, guys. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you everybody for joining us on book one of The World Spire. I hope you're really excited to see what comes next, because this whole story arc was sort of like my original vision for the campaign. Like, I had extended ideas, but now we're getting into those extended ideas.
Extending!
Yes. Whoa. So, join us in 2 weeks as we delve into the deep spire.
Wow, Tinsy's excited!
Let's get deep.
Good night, everybody!
Good night! Bye!